I'm James Erpine, and welcome into the Locked On Bengals podcast on a Friday, coming to you from the interview room at Paul Brown Stadium. Sorry for the echo. I know it's not studio quality, but it is going to have to do for now. A lot to get to on today's show. You're going to hear from Tyler Eifert today on his health. He talked with the media today. You're going to hear every bit of it, plus Jeff Driscoll. I think Jeff Driscoll, Matt Barkley, I think that's interesting. I talked one-on-one with him. I talked one-on-one with Nick Vigil, who is going to be a big part of this defense, at least for the first 4 weeks of the season, maybe even farther than that. So a lot to get to today. I want to start with Tyler Eifert. But first, follow on Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Bengals. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. Also on Twitter, like I said, at James Erpine, at Locked On Bengals. And at LockedOnBengals.com right now, you have a complete recap of day one, a bunch of video. You have video of John Ross, two different angles of his 50-yard touchdown catch from Andy Dalton. And I will say this about Andy Dalton. I know I'm known as the Andy Dalton hater. I've nicknamed him Blandy Dalton for a reason. He looked pretty good yesterday. Deep ball was working. Josh Malone looked good yesterday. I wrote about him at LockedOnBengals.com. And it'll be interesting to see. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I will say this. It will be interesting to see if Brandon LaFell is around come week one. Because if Josh Malone and Tyler Boyd and John Ross and A.J. Green are all around and impressing, and then you got Cody Core and Alex Erickson, maybe Auden Tate, who's the seventh-round pick, I don't know, man. I could see $4 million. Brandon LaFell falls to the fourth or fifth option, or fourth or fifth wide receiver. I could see him being potentially on the chopping block. Now, I get it. The Bengals value his presence in the locker room. They value his presence in that wide receiver room. Just throwing it out there. I think that that's a possibility. I will also note, for those of you that didn't check it out, and this is why you should read what I write at LockedOnBengals.com, because I won't be able to talk about it all on the podcast. But Cedric Ogbuehi, he did play right tackle yesterday. He also started at right tackle yesterday. So take that for what you want. There's also good tidbits of Billy Price and more on the website at LockedOnBengals.com. But let's talk about Tyler Eifert. Because yesterday I felt like some fans melted down. Others found humor in Eifert being injured. And the reality is it's not as big of a deal as you think. As of now. As of right now. A month from now, huge deal. Right? If he's still on the PUP list 3 weeks into the preseason, that is very worrisome. But he talked with the media earlier today. And I was there. I asked him about playing in the preseason. Dan Hoard asked questions. Multiple other reporters asked questions. So without further ado, here's Dan Hoard asking Tyler Eifert about his health earlier today in the Bengals locker room.
So you knew how people are going to react yesterday, I guess. Well, what do you want people to know about the likelihood you're going to be good to go?
I mean, I'll be good to go. I'm just starting on PUP list for right now, but I am fine, and I'll be fine for the season.
Is it your choice to start this way, or was it recommended that this would be best long term?
I think it was just a collaborative decision, and this is the way we decided to start it and go from there.
In order to save wear and tear, what's the thinking behind starting this way?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been with the team for those that little period that we had off, so I think give the team a chance to gauge where I'm at, and then along with just kind of, I guess, easing my way into it, I guess, even though Nick put me through a ridiculous workout yesterday.
How eager are you to get full go again and be out there with them?
I'm just super excited to, or I will be excited once I get out there, but I'm just anxious to get back out there, and just been a while, you know, just kind of tired of just sitting around watching. But I put myself in a great position right now, in shape and ready to go, so I'll be fine.
What have your conversations been like with Bill with this new playbook? How do you feel like you can fit in there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still in all the meetings and everything, so I've got all the plays down, and I mean, we have a lot of the same plays, are just called different. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'll fit in, fit in wherever, and I'll be fine.
You mentioned it a little bit that sometimes the rehab workouts can be more strenuous than practices, dead times, you know, lulls in practice, you know, where you can stiffen up or whatever. So is it better at this stage to be in that role mode where you're just continually working it and stretching it and all that?
Yeah, I mean, this is as much like stretching and core work and extra work that I've ever put in, just to, you know, doing everything I can to protect my back and make sure there are no other issues. So, you know, I feel good, and it's just the route we're taking. But when I am out there with Nick on the other field, I try to push myself so that when I do get into practice that, you know, I'm well-conditioned and where I need to be.
And is there, you know, there's that fine line. You can be in shape or whatever, but then there's football shape. You got to get the, you know, connect the tissue, you know, ready and calloused and all that kind of stuff, right? So you got to balance that a little bit, the pushing and pulling of football.
Yeah, I mean, you can run and do as much as you can, but once you get into practice, I mean, you're always going to get that initial football soreness out and just getting back into football shape. So that'll be a process as well.
You've done this for a while. How much football do you need before the start of the regular season?
I don't know what the number or the reps or anything, but I definitely need to get back out there and get some reps, get some plays, full speed, you know. It's been a while now, so just I don't know what the number is, but I definitely need to get back out there.
Do you expect to be on the field this preseason?
I don't know. I'm just taking it one step at a time. We have honestly haven't even talked about it, but right now I'm on the side field, but I'll eventually be back to practice and then figure out the preseason games.
Are you trying to be smart, cautious? How would you characterize what the approach is?
Smart, I guess. I mean, training camp is something that, you know, it's part of every season and you have to go through it and you gotta grind through it and get better. But, I mean, obviously everyone knows all the surgeries I've had and all that. So I think just being smart about it, and there's no games being played right now that even matter. Obviously they matter. You're working on your skills and all that stuff, but they don't count for anything. So just trying to be smart.
So that's Tyler Eifert, and that was earlier today in the Bengals locker room. And for the most part, makes sense, right? Here's what I think is interesting and probably most interesting about Eifert. The lack of communication. Like, I've speculated on this podcast, on my radio show on ESPN 1530, that maybe they're taking it slow with him, that the goal is to get him out there ready for week one, take it slow this week, next week, not playing preseason game number one, be full pads preseason, like game number two or before game number two, and then play in preseason week number three, and that's it. And I think that would be enough. But when he said, no, we haven't really talked about it, I'm sure they have a plan. I'm sure he wants to be out there. It sounded like he wants to be out there now. It's a little more concerning now, hearing that stuff, honestly, than it was before. Excuse me. It just is. The reality is you're talking about Eifert, a guy who's been banged up, and he did go very hard in practice yesterday. I mean, had a really good workout. Every time I looked over, he was running or he was doing something to get in shape. But you heard Dave Lapham there, football shape. And at some point, he's going to get on the field. He's going to have to get on the field if he's going to play week one. He said he's going to be on there, out there on week one. Well, shouldn't that mean he's playing in the preseason? And that would be game number three. Week three of the preseason. That's the game you play in. He's not going to play against Indianapolis the next week. You know, no starter should, honestly, because they play him the first week of the year. So it will be interesting to see what happens with Eifert. And it's a training camp storyline now. It is. And there's no way, again, I'll repeat this, there's no way the Bengals play any of their starters, really, the fourth week of the preseason against the Colts, who they play the very next week. It would make zero sense. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. And make sure you check out LockedOnBengals.com. Up next, you're going to hear from Nick Vigil and my conversation with Jeff Driscoll as the Locked On Bengals podcast rolls on. But first, a word from Nordic Track. I'm sure you've heard of Nordic Track. sometimes you don't and you're not able to make it to the gym. I totally get it, especially in the winter. The last thing I want to do is wake up early like I did today and get any kind of exercise in that involves going outside. You can work out at home. You can do group classes at home. And it's all because of Nordic Track. They have treadmills. They have exercise bikes. They have incline trainers. They have strength training. And you can join high-energy streamed workouts any time of the day without stepping out the door. Streamed workouts in studios, exotic destinations around the world. You can run through the streets of Paris with Nordic Track. You can end with cross-training on the shores of Thailand or walk out on the African safari. Workouts are led by the world's top trainers to ensure you meet your fitness goals. There's a special offer for you just for listening to Locked On Bengals. My listeners get $75 off your Nordic Track purchase by visiting nordictrack.com/lockedon. All you got to do is do that, nordictrack.com/lockedon, and use the offer code LOCKEDON. Again, that's nordictrack.com/lockedon and offer code LOCKEDON during checkout to save $75 off your purchase. I'm James Erpine, and this is the Locked On Bengals podcast. You know, I really do. I'm very interested in how the Bengals address the backup quarterback position. Will it be Jeff Driskel? Will it be a guy like Logan Woodside, seventh-round pick? Or would it be the favorite, who I think most people consider the favorite, in Matt Barkley? Today, I had the opportunity to sit down with Jeff Driskel. We talked for a few minutes about the offense. We talked about the competition. Let's be honest. Since he's been here, he hasn't had to compete for... I mean, he's competed for a roster spot, but he's not competing for a job. And I can't imagine the scenario where the Bengals keep Driskel and Barkley on this team. So I caught up with Jeff. I asked him a multitude of things. Here's my conversation with Bengals quarterback Jeff Driskel.
Does this training camp feel any different for you? Because not that you weren't competing in previous training camps, but this year it's obvious the backup quarterback job is kind of up for grabs.
I mean, it may be a little different from that perspective, but, you know, I feel like every day I'm on the field, whether it's OTAs, training camp, during the season, getting offensive reps or running a scout team, I'm out there competing. So I think my mindset is similar. But at the same point, I mean, everything's not set in stone, maybe like it has been in the past. But like I said, I'm going out there competing regardless of where I am on the depth chart. You know, that's not really up to me, so that's not of my concern. So just going to go out and prepare and compete and do what I can to play it the best I can.
How is your health at this point?
I'm good. Good to go.
100%?
Just 100%. Good.
Good. Yeah. That's good to hear. As far as this new offense under Bill Lazor, mm-hmm. I've talked to a few guys who said it's a little simpler. Obviously, no offense is simple for the quarterback.
Sure.
What are your impressions of Lazor's new offense?
Yeah, I think when we first installed it back in the spring, there was some carryover, but a lot of differences. And it's like anything, when something's presented to you at first, it seems a little bit overwhelming. You know, why are we doing this way? But once we had a little time to look at everything, and once everything was explained, it really makes a lot of sense, and everything has a reason for it. And I think that's what guys really like. They understand why they're doing stuff, not just doing it. So everything's really fitting together nicely. And, you know, we just want to build on momentum that we've gained throughout OTAs and, you know, and day one.
I know Matt had some experience with Bill's offense in Philadelphia. Does that help to learn an offense like that, knowing that he's been in that system at all? Is it a help to you or help to Andy?
I mean, I think every year offenses are different. I don't think there's ever been an offense that's exactly the same 2 years in a row. But, I mean, we all have our familiarities, I guess, with Coach Lazor and how he calls things. And, you know, we all agree that he's going to put guys in the best position to succeed. And, you know, that's what we're excited about. That's all you can ask for as a player.
Have you noticed a difference from year one to year two in John Ross, Josh Malone, Joe Mixon, some of the players drafted last year on this offense?
Sure. I mean, anytime that you get talented guys like those guys who are extremely talented, and you get them reps and you get them comfortable and you get them in meetings every day, they're just going to continue to improve, which they have. And I'm just excited for those guys to go out and and take a leap this year. But, you know, they all look really good.
Jeff, I appreciate the time. Good luck with camp.
Yeah, thank you.
That was my first time talking with Jeff Driscoll, especially one-on-one. Maybe we did in a group setting when he was signed. But I didn't feel like he felt like he was under a lot of pressure. And we'll see, because to me, they're not going to keep both. In fact, the more I think about it, the more I think the Bengals should consider looking at a Teddy Bridgewater, looking at a backup to be, if they can be had by trade. I know I read yesterday in New York that the Jets are open to trading him. Now, that being said, open to trading him could mean they want a first-round pick for him, which obviously the Bengals wouldn't do. And so it'll be interesting. Matt Barkley has the experience in Lazor's offense. Driscoll kind of shot that down as being an edge. I asked it in a roundabout way. But the reality is Driscoll is going up against a guy who wasn't in the NFL last year. And so I get it. Jeff was hurt, and it was just as much the team's fault as anyone else because they played him at wide receiver. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. That's one of the camp battles I've got my eye on, and I don't think as many people are talking about it, at least talking about it as much as they should. Up next, my conversation with Nick Vigil. But first, it's time to talk about sex. Listen up, BlueChew.com, that's blue, like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast. Boom! You can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. You don't have to have an in-person doctor's visit. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. And best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free with our special promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. And I think Nick Vigil is going to play a giant role in this team, especially early on. Look, you're talking about a team, and I asked him about this. It's a good blend of veteran linebackers and then young athletes. And Vontaze Burfict is in the middle, right? But Vontaze Burfict obviously out for the first four games. He's an athlete. He's not young anymore, but he's certainly not old. But you got Vinny Ray. Then on the flip side, you got Malik Jefferson, who's a freak athlete, but certainly needs some grooming. And Nick Vigil now, year three, I think there's some pressure on him to perform, especially with Vontaze Burfict out. Here's my one-on-one conversation with Bengals linebacker Nick Vigil.
How'd your offseason go?
It went well. I mean, it was, had a little setbacks there in the season, so did a lot of rehab, a lot of core strengthening. Right now my body feels really good. So,
how's your health?
It's good, 100%. Like I said, my body feels really good. I'm just ready for the season.
As far as the new defense goes, mm-hmm. You've been talking about Terrell Austin coming in. I keep hearing about how aggressive he is. How do you think you fit into his new defense?
Yeah, I like it. I like some of the things we're doing to kind of help out on things that we got, beat on last year. And just the mentality, the whole defense and Coach Austin, he preaches about turnovers. If you want to win this league, you got to get turnovers. You got to give the offense, more possessions. Just the little things that we're doing, with the schemes in our defense, I like a lot. So,
in the locker room with Nick Vigil, as far as since you've been here, the linebacker room's kind of transformed. You still have the veterans like Vinny Ray. Yeah. Preston Brown is established in this league. Vontaze Burfict. We also got Jordan Evans. You got Malik Jefferson, some younger athletic players. What's it like to be a part of a good mix in what it seems like a more athletic linebacker core?
Yeah, I think we got a lot of guys who can play a lot of different positions, a lot of guys who are very versatile. Like you said, you got guys like Vinny and Vontaze and Preston who have been playing them for a while and, had a lot of success and are proven guys. And then there's, the younger guys that, that are coming to the league. They got a lot of talent, a lot of upside, but, it's a lot of learning, and you got to learn it quick. So I think we've got a good group. I think a lot of guys will play in a lot of different positions this year, and it'll be exciting to see.
I mentioned this before we started this, but I think your hair, it's Pro Bowl hair.
Yeah.
What made you decide to grow it out?
My girlfriend actually is the one who, really? It was her idea for me to grow it out, and I'm sure that she's regretting it now.
Really? Why? Yeah. Why? You steal her hair ties or something?
No, just the way it looks, man. It's like an afro.
So. Oh, so she doesn't like it?
She doesn't say nothing.
Okay. Do you like it?
It doesn't bother me. I guess. But I've never had long hair before, so it's the first time I've ever grown it out. So it's I figured I got this long, I got to keep it going for a while.
Keep it for the season?
Yeah.
The whole season?
Probably.
Okay. I like it.
We'll see. You never know.
Yeah. You reserve the right to change. I'll come in here in November and have a buzz cut.
Yeah. I might. That's all I've always done. I've always buzz cut my hair, so.
Yeah. I hear you. It's easier to maintain. As far as your off season goes, I know you said you had rehab and stuff. Did you go anywhere fun? Do anything vacation-wise?
Yeah. My whole family, we went to Mexico and celebrated my parents' 30th wedding anniversary. Awesome. So they wanted to have the whole family go down there, and we spent 7 days down there, so that was fun.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, I went to a wedding, had a buddy get married, so went to his wedding in Texas. Other than that, though, just hung out.
Where do you live in the off season?
Utah.
What are some of your hobbies in Utah?
Do a lot of horseback riding, some roping. We do a little bit of roping. We rope about once or twice a week, and then fish. I like to fish. Good time to fish.
So you're patient.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to be really patient to fish, which I'm not that patient of a person, so it's
I'm still not that good because I just started fly fishing a couple years ago, so still just learning.
I know Eifert fishes. Have you fished with him at all?
No, I've never been with him. Mm-mm. No.
Interesting. You guys both have long hair now, so now it has to happen.
Now we might have to.
He's a little different, though. He's got the mullet.
Yeah, he's got a mullet. His is cooler than mine.
I don't know about that. Man buns are in. I think mullets are like old school.
Yeah.
I appreciate the time, Nick.
Yeah, no problem.
He's got an all-pro man bun. Pro Bowl man bun, whatever you want to call it. I'll try to take a picture at some point. I should have today when I talked to him. He got a kick out of it that I told him that's a Pro Bowl man bun, but it is. And so it'll be interesting to see if he really does keep that the whole season. That'll be one of the storylines here on the Locked On Bengals podcast, especially if things go well. We can have fun talk, loosen up a little bit, loosen up the conversations with the guys. And one of them could be the man bun status, if it continues, if the long hair continues, or if it doesn't. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Thank you so much for listening this week. I'll be back at it Monday with plenty to discuss. Obviously, if anything breaks over the weekend, we will have it at LockedOnBengals.com. Later today, or if you're listening to this over the weekend, then the recap is already up of day two from training camp at LockedOnBengals.com. There'll be videos. I'll write about camp each and every day I'm here. And it really is going to be, think about it, I'm covering it from a video perspective, a written perspective, and an audio perspective. I'm trying to cover it every single way for you. Again, thank you so much for listening today. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to all the new Twitter followers out there. If you want to follow, you can at James Rapine on Twitter and at Locked On Bengals. Have a great weekend. Until Monday. I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Bengals podcast.